are clear.
4YQK, monitoring.
Hello, KJ4YQK, W4DJW. What's going on?
I forgot what's going on. I had to step outside with the handheld. I was trying to echo link, and if your echo link was not working well.
It was tied up. It was busy while there was a announcement about the club meeting coming up this Monday evening at 7 p.m. So that's why it appeared not to be working. It was being used for something else, and it can't do two things at the same time.
Kind of wonder. I didn't hear it on my end either, on the Echo Link program. So how you been doing, Dave?
I'm doing good. Once we get the repeater up there, the new repeater up there, you'll hear it on both ends. Right now it's in simplex. It's a simplex repeater, the Echolink node is. Once we get it up on the mountain, it's a duplex repeater. You'll hear it on both ends. So that's just temporary until we get it up there. I'm doing good. Looking forward to retirement any day. Probably got about a year and a half to go or something like that. Been working on, got my CNC machines running again, and playing around with that, cutting airplane parts out, enjoying hobbies more than I was before. How about you? You were looking at some camping gear last time I talked to you.
Camping gear. Right now, I'm currently getting ready to buy the land next to me, so I'll have room for an antenna tower when I'm all done. Debating on what type of antenna I want to put up there. Might do one of those stepper antennas.
That'll be nice when you get that going. I was looking at campers the other day. Amy was talking about campers, and I was looking at them. They got some really nice ones out there these days. Those teardrop campers are nice. So you still got yours? You still using it?
Yeah, little guy, Mini Max is called. We're still using that regularly. The first one we had, we traded that in for the Mini Max about 3 years ago. And we go out like 6, 7, 8 times a year, depending on condition. This year we'll be able to go out more because we got a free camping spot at the sewing club out there on the point if we want it.
Got any plans to take it out to field day this year?
I think about operating off the buzz there. Go maritime on Lake Hartwell.
Oh, that's right. How's the boat deal going? Have you been sailing in it yet?
Yes, I got fixed the main halyard. You got away from me. So I got to pull that back down so I get my sail back up. I'll be out there on the boat tomorrow working on it. I got to replace the bits and pieces, fix the halyard. And I'm going to put my new sail cover that covers the main sail when it's down for protection from the sun. And probably do some washing. And we might take it out for a spin if the winds are good tomorrow.
And this is Lake Hartwell, not like Lake Kiwi or something like that.
Well, I'm over at the Western Carolina Sailing Club, as where I'm a member of. And I'm relocating to a new mooring ball that is closer in the harbor where you can swim out to it if you want to. So we'll be maybe 15 feet off the shoreline with the boat on a mooring ball.
Okay. So what if you wanted to take it to another lake, does it have a really big keel underneath of it that you have to put it on a really high platform to transport it by truck?
It's a Catalina 25 with a fixed keel on it. So we can transport it with a Johnny truck or a Wyatt truck. I need to get a trailer for it because eventually we might want to take it to the intercoastal and run the ICW, maybe live off of it for a month or two.
So you did or you didn't get a trailer for it?
Yeah, it's going to run me about $5,000 for a trailer.
And have you got something that will haul that big with a keel like that?
Truck to haul it. And probably what I'll do is in the future I'll talk about getting a bigger truck for my next camper size. Because I want to be able to tow the camper and carry some bikes and everything on the back. So I'm looking at a bigger truck.
Okay. I was thinking just the CGs would be up so high with a big keel like that you'd have to have a bigger truck because you couldn't go around a corner. It would really want to lean with a keel like that underneath of it. There's not a whole lot you can do with a fixed keel, is there?
What do you do with the keel and the trailer? It would be about 7,000 pounds.
and the center of gravity, you know, how tall is that keel? About 7 or 8, 10 feet?
Maybe 5 feet in length, 5 feet draft there.
Oh, so that's not so deep. Usually keels go pretty deep, but that's not too bad.
40 footers and stuff like that. This is just a 25 footer. It's got one cabin up front, and you got a berth underneath the cockpit area, and you got a saloon, which has got some benches and a table that pops down to eat off of, and a toilet.
Okay, well, sounds like you're having fun. Good to talk to you. Good to hear you on here every now and then. I do see your hotspot on the APRS map shows up. I didn't know if you knew that or not, but you're on APRS. That hotspot's got some kind of configuration where you get a little, it looks like an inside of a star. I don't know what that means, but that's what it looks like. I do see you over there. Anyway, I won't keep you. I'm trying to get the Hermes radio to kit trigger the Juma amplifier, and it's supposed to be able to do it directly without having to buy or build a Keir, but I think I'm going to have to either buy a Keir or build one. I don't know. Anyway, I better get back to it. Good to hear you on the radio. KJ4YQK, W4DJW.
Well, good. Stay free. See you for now. This is KJ4YQK.